Hello, I'm Royce Gomez, founder of Royce Talks, and have been recognized as a leading authority for coaching and training entrepreneurs and executives, speaking to audiences ranging from 20 to more than 1,000. My articles have been published in the Huffington Post, Unlimited Woman, and Charity Magazine. I am co-author of The Stories and Daily Habits of Highly Successful Women and international bestseller Discover Your Destiny, Live Your Dreams, Love Your Life. I have effectively coached successful business owners who were in transition, both in business and their personal life. Today, we are talking with my guest, Kim Interdonato. She is the author and illustrator of Shoes Are Like Men. She lives on Long Island, and Kim is a single mom to an energetic 8-year-old boy. She has previously been a very talented ice skating and hockey coach and relates her dating experiences to shoes. And I am so excited to have this comical, entertaining interview with Kim Interdonato, author of Men Are Like Shoes. Welcome, Kim.
Welcome. It's Shoes Are Like Men. I know it's kind of...
Shoes Are Like
Men. That's okay. That's fine. It gets confusing. They're both the same.
Yeah, no, I love it. I have so enjoyed reading the book and was looking forward to this interview. Shoes Are Like Men. I can relate to several kinds of shoes, or you might say men. And so I'm looking forward to hearing how that idea came about. But before I do, give us a little background on you so my listening audience can get to know you.
Sure. I am a 47-year-old single mom. I live out in Long Island, New York, and I've been an ice skating instructor for over 26 years. I now teach hockey, and through all these fun dating experiences that I went through, I turned it into a very comical book called Shoes Are Like Men, and it's been quite a fun experience. I've been meeting the most interesting women, getting to talk about their dating, and I'm enjoying everybody's stories, and as they are enjoying mine, which is great.
Yeah, I so enjoyed yours. Now, on your foreword for Shoes Are Like Men, says you have more than 30 years of dating experience. So share how that's been a fun journey, and you've just made this humorous that can allow those of us who are single to laugh as we go through our dating experiences.
Yes, I have been single for quite some time. I've been in relationships and, you know, long-term relationships. But, for the most part, I've been pretty much single for a very, very long time. And with that, I've dated, and if anybody's out there that has dated, they know that it's not fun at times. And, you know, you get frustrated, and you need, like, a dating cleanse after a while because it gets monotonous, or it gets, you know, you're meeting the same kind of person just in a different mold, you know. And it's tedious, and sometimes it's heartbreaking, and it's not the best experiences in the world. But if you can turn it around and make them into positive experiences, I'm sure your dating will turn into be a little bit more positive also. And that's exactly what I had to do, which resonated the book. I was having a lot of bad dating experiences. You know, once again, another long-term relationship broke up, and it didn't go the way I wanted to. I thought, you know, we would be together, and, you know, he just kind of was complacent with where we were in our relationship, and I wanted to move forward, and he didn't, and it was kind of heartbreaking. And I just kind of, as I said, I needed a dating cleanse, and through that, I went to lunch with my girlfriend, and I was just at the point of I'm giving up. And she goes, you know, she says, you never give up on anything. She says, I've never known you to quit on anything, you know, not your job, not your friends, nobody, you don't quit. It's just like, so just pick yourself up, and, you know, you like to go shoe shopping, relate it to shoe shopping. You know, you like to go out and try on a whole bunch of shoes all the time. She goes, think of it like dating is like trying on shoes. I left our lunch that day and really thought about what she said days before, you know, did my little crying and my pity party. And I took my little computer. And I love going out to nice restaurants. So I live here out in Long Island, and it's the summertime in Long Island, so I like to go out to the Hamptons. And I went to some really nice restaurants and sat in the bar and talked to people and brought my computer and just started writing, and it turned into a very, very comical book. And the more I wrote about it, the more people were reading about it, the more they were laughing. And I'm really glad that we all could sit there and laugh, because, you know, sometimes, you know, when we talk about relationships, especially woman to woman, you know, you're almost in tears talking about what happened to you. But if you could turn around and make it into a really funny thing, I mean, sometimes some of these situations you get yourself into, I know mine, are absolutely funny.
Yeah, they were absolutely comical, and I thoroughly enjoyed reading it.
Thank you.
I want to ask you, you said that your friend said that she'd never known you to quit in anything, and you've been very successful in your career. So how did the influence of sports and your career background play into dating?
You know, as a competitive figure skater, you know, if you watched any kind of figure skating, I mean, it looks so effortless and graceful, but it is so hard. You know, the falls you take, and, you know, it's relentless. It's, you know, and it's any professional athlete, any sport, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, volleyball, soccer, you just can't give up. And, you know, that persistence makes you who you are. And if you enjoy something and you truly have a passion for something, I always tell everybody, especially my students that I teach, I'm like, never give up on anything. You know, if you can't do it, if you don't like it, that's fine. But if you love it, don't give up. Because the minute you give up, and there's plenty of times that I wanted to give up, believe me, especially in my career. I didn't want to do my career for the rest of my life. At one point of my life, I hated it. I was doing other jobs. I still was skating just because it was paying the bills, but I was, you know, doing other things because I didn't like it that much, but I worked through, and then I found different ways how to love it again. And now I love my job 1,000 times more than I ever did from my first date I got there. I can't wait to get to work. It's
That's
all the way
awesome.
You look at things.
Yeah.
But it's all the way you look at things, even with dating. If you look at it in such a negative light, like, oh, I don't want to go on this date, this guy's a jerk, or I'm in a relationship and I can't stand this guy, you know, it's not going to ever turn out positive. It's all the way you look at whatever you're doing, whether it's dating, working, any, you know, if you want to go out. You know, I don't like going out by myself, but, you know, I push myself to do it too.
Kim, I think our listeners can relate. I know several of my individual coaching clients are single, middle-aged, highly successful professionals that have struggled with dating, and I've struggled during my single years with dating. And I love the chapter on the used shoe, because I find so many of my female friends talk about dating the used shoe. They've been a good listener. They've listened to him say, take it slow. He couldn't do a heavy commitment. He had to get over his divorce. They've been supportive. And then they just realize that he's bitter or emotionally unavailable to be in a relationship, and they walk away from that. I also know some friends who have laughed with me over the people who have dated the party shoe, and it's been quite fun to, you know, the hot shoe, as you call it, to try to make that party guy who is the fire, and we know what happens when we play with fire, we'll get burned, but we're trying to turn him into a one-woman shoe, and it just doesn't work. So the stories were just so humorous and relatable that my friends and I have gone through. But I want to ask you, you mentioned some words that we have all mentioned in our dating experiences. You said frustrating, heartbreaking, tedious, not fun, and we dread going out on the date. And I want to ask you how you overcame, you know, 30 years of being single and going through the emotional roller coaster of enjoying dating to becoming frustrated to heartbroken, et cetera.
There was times, and listen, dating is like life. It's ups and downs. It's like you got your days that you want to, you know, tackle the world and you can feel like you can do no wrong. You got a big S on your chest and here I'm going. And then there's other days you want to crawl underneath your covers and never come out. You know, we're all human. And that's what I love about this book. I think it's so relatable. And I want to make it relatable. I want to make it relatable to men and women. And also I found with humor is the best way that, like, even when I teach the children, humor is the best way to get through to people, because I think they remember things when they can laugh about them. When you can laugh about something, you can remember it better and in a more positive light, and that's what I wanted it to be. I'm just like everybody else. I didn't have, like, you know, every time I went on a date and everything was sunshine, roses, and kittens. You know, there was times I went on dates and I, like, shook my head, or, you know, I had, you know, these terrible experiences. And then, you know, and then when you're going through them, they feel awful, especially getting your heart broken. I get it. I mean, anybody that's out there that's ever got their heart broken, believe me when I tell you, I completely understand. And you want to jump out of your own skin, and it's horrible. And feeling that rejection is just, it's miserable. And it's hard to get back up after that. And especially if you're being in an abusive relationship where someone's really holding you down, it's not easy. It's not easy to pull yourself up. But, you know that there's always something better coming around. Life's not always an uphill battle.
Yeah. You are different than many of my guests that I have on Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory. But in reading some of your reviews from the book, I found one that I really loved. It says that you provide comic relief from what was once a frustrating time. And then you said that the chapter about online dating has inspired the most laughs. And we all relate to online dating, because if you're single, you're out there probably using an app of some kind right now. And we have horror stories, we have comic relief stories, we have drudgery stories. Can you share some of the online dating experiences and stories that you cover in your book, and maybe something personal that you've gone through in online dating?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I can. Online dating was a lot of fun, but it got to be like, you know, a job. And I even said it was like a job interview. I was going on date after date after date. I was like becoming a serial dater. I'm like, oh my gosh, all I'm doing is dating. I'm like, I literally had no time for anything else. I'm like, you know, every time my son was with his dad, or with, you know, or I had a free moment, you know, because you can't skate all day long, so I have free time, you know, for coffee. I was out on a date in the afternoon. I was dating in the evening. I'm like, okay, this is getting a little bit monotonous. I got to stop. Some of them were really funny. I mean, I sat down on a date with a guy, and we were sitting for coffee, and I swear the conversation just went, you're hot. You're hot. You're hot. I'm like, and anyway, what do you like? Well, you're really hot. I'm like, oh, my God. If I couldn't get out of this date fast enough. Then I dated a couple of guys that actually turned into be serious relationships that I dated online. And I haven't really dated online in quite some time. I've actually took a break from dating online. I'm dating other people now, but not, nothing that I want to go, nothing I'm going to get married from, or, I just kind of like, have gone on dates here and there. But the dating online does get monotonous, and I feel for anybody that does it, because you really have to have a thick skin when you do that. When you date online, because you have to be able to know that, if you go back online the next day and you see the same person online, it's like, you kind of like, well, what, oh, I wasn't good enough? I'm not good enough for you to date me? You have to go out and find somebody else? And it's just not like that. It's good that, it's good that people are dating, and it's a great way to meet people. Don't get me wrong. It is a great way to meet people. I needed a break from it myself. That Tinder, I heard, is really big, but I don't know if you got to have a lot of self-confidence for that. So know when you go online, whoever's listening, have a lot of self-confidence going in through this.
Yeah, I've not personally been on Tinder, but I've heard good and bad things about it. But definitely takes thick skin, and knowing that you're out there for a specific reason, looking for a specific kind of person, and that online dating may or may not present that person to you.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? You'll find people that, the good thing about it is that I always find if you take it with a very lighthearted attitude, like it's good for, if you want to go out with somebody for a couple of dates and get to know somebody, great. But try not to, like, get yourself so wrapped up that you're going to find the love of your life. I mean, these commercials are just so deceiving to these people. You're going to find the love of your life. This is, your end all be all. It's like, nothing is, that perfect. You know, nothing's that easy. And, you know, and unfortunately with the society we live in today, everything's self, you know, it's like, you know, quick gratification, you know, constant gratification. Everything's so easy. You know, you can get everything in the touch of your hand by your smartphone. And relationships don't come that easy. You got to grow and trust and all that good stuff. But it's the journey that's doing it that makes it so worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. And I want to go back to how you wrote the book. You said you ended up sitting in some nice bars and restaurants and talking to people and just writing the book there with your computer. And I've done quite a bit of travel alone and bring my computer everywhere I go and sit and chat with strangers. And my friends are somehow appalled that I can be that outgoing or willing to travel alone and eat out alone. But as a single person, that's a reality, and you can't stop living life until you find that special person. You continue to live life while you're seeking that person. So share a little bit about your feelings and your experiences of sitting there alone as you wrote this book.
Okay, Royce, I'm just going to give you a scenario because you're a single woman that does the same thing I do. You go out and you talk to people, even if you just go by yourself. You mm-hmm. find you meet the most interesting people when you're by yourself out of necessity, because if you're sitting there talking to somebody else, your conversation is with that one person. When you go out by yourself, your conversation can broaden between 20 people if you'd like, and you find people are so different, and I love listening to people, and I love hearing about them more than I actually like talking about myself, which, I, you know, everybody likes talking about ourselves. We all do. But it is so much fun listening to people's stories, or, like, you know, even talking to couples. I love talking to couples and seeing how they met, and, you know, you get their opinions on it. But I found I had the best conversations when I'm sitting at a bar by myself, because I'm forced to, or, you know, not that you're forced to, but it's like, it's kind of like you're. And then when you're single, people invite you everywhere. You know, when you're a couple, it's, oh, well, they're with their boyfriend, they're with their girlfriend, they're with their significant other. But when you're single, people invite you out to dinner, they invite you on their boats, they invite you, out to go out for a cocktail. I mean, it's great when you're single. So if you can look at it, it's only a temporary situation. None of the situations that any of us are in are permanent, and everything always changes, and change is a good thing.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, and I think that you have the right attitude when you go out alone and plan to find interesting people, and you really do. It's out of necessity, as you said. So thanks for sharing that perspective, because I constantly am sharing that perspective with friends that I talk to as well. Well, I just want to ask, I know you have some exciting things coming up in your future, and I don't want to let this 30 minutes go by so quickly without talking about what's coming up next for you, Kim. So share a little bit about the new book you have coming up and what else you have going.
Sure. Well, what else I have going now, I've been working very, very hard at my job as a hockey instructor. And in that, I've gotten to, since I was a figure skater for so long, I've gotten to switch departments a little bit. So I am now working with a whole bunch of men, which I find in this day and age is pretty interesting, because what's all going on in the news, in the media, in Hollywood, working with men is great. I mean, I mean, in my personal experience, and I am in a male-dominated world. So what I did is I wrote a book that was called Heels and Hockey Skates. It's about what it's like to work with women and what is men, and what it's like for women to be in a male-dominated industry, and what you had to act like, what you have to appear to look like, what is expected of you. And I feel as women in a male-dominated world, we're expected more, and we have to step up to the plate more. And that does come out in the next book. It's a little bit more serious than Shoes Are Like Men, but it still has the same comical tone to it like the other one does, because, you know, nothing in life is that bad. And I always want to make things, I always wonder if I'm ever going to write a book, and my next book called Heels and Hockey Skates is coming out in only a couple of weeks. If I was going to write a book, I want to always have a positive attitude and a positive tone around it, because I didn't want anything negative to be around in my life. And the more you push the negative out and push the positive in, the more that you're going to get positive back.
Absolutely. Well,
so I'm really looking forward to this book coming out, and I really hope that men and women alike, it's been reviewed by newspapers now, and it's been reviewed by other women. I hope that it really does well, because it has such a great, great storyline behind it.
Oh, Kim, I have no doubt that it will do quite well. I know your first book was so enjoyable for me to read, and Shoes Are Like Men is so funny. It did provide a lot of comic relief at a time when I was not enjoying dating so much. And so I'm looking forward to reading your next book coming up. Before we go, and I want to get some final thoughts, but let me take a moment to thank my sponsors who make this show possible. My first sponsor is Pivot Business Consulting. Pivot Business Consulting facilitates training and coaching in leadership development, team communication, team building, and process improvement. Intern Pursuit, a subsidiary of Pivot, matches students to employers like Match.com, using a proprietary algorithm and assessments, helping employers document interns' tasks. To find out more, contact Pivot Business Consulting at 321-422-2166 or online at pivotbusinessconsulting.com. My second sponsor is Sociotech Academy. Sociotech Academy recognizes that we need a movement that finds the balance between technological advances and the ability of social frameworks to adapt to them. The rapid spread of infotech in each and every phase of our lives and the dependence of social communities on it has happened without the development of education and regulatory models in a timely fashion. To find out more about Sociotech Academy, go online at socio-tech.org or call them at 719-445-7101. And I want to thank both Sociotech Academy and Pivot Business Consulting for making Thrive a Woman's Journey to Victory possible. And now I would love to continue my chat with Kim. Kim is an author and successful hockey coach in Long Island, New York, and she just has the most humorous book, Shoes Are Like Men. And I really want to capture some final thoughts. So, Kim, welcome back, and thanks for joining me on the show. This interview has gone by so quickly, and I'd love to have more time to chat and hear some humorous stories of your dating experiences and your life in general.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed our conversation. Yeah, you can always catch me on any of the books, Heels and Hockey Skates will be on Amazon in a couple of weeks. But right now, you can go look on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, and Books a Million, also in Kindle version, for Shoes Are Like Men. And you can also go into my website, which is shoesarelikemen.com. You can email me. And you can, all my information is on shoesarelikemen.com. And you can look me up on Facebook, like me on Facebook. You can follow Heels and Hockey Skates and also Shoes Are Like Men on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So we're all over the place, and I hope whoever reads the book, I really hope you enjoy it and you get a good laugh, because that's what we need. We all need right now is a good laugh.
We sure do. Well, can I ask you one more question?
Absolutely.
I know, Kim, that there are many listeners out there, and those listeners include my individual coaching clients that can relate to your story. And I just want you to share some tips of wisdom on how to navigate life and the dating scene and everything you've experienced from your years of wisdom and writing these books to share with some listeners that can relate to you. So what's your two biggest pieces of advice? We have time for two nuggets of wisdom.
Sure, two nuggets of wisdom. My first nugget of wisdom is most important. Remember, every situation you're in, even if it looks like it's the worst, it's never going to be like this forever. And the second one is if you go into any situation with a positive attitude, you're going to have a positive outcome. So I know it's hard, but if you can just look at, not to bring religion and too much into it, but God doesn't make mistakes. Things happen for a reason, and I know that sounds so cliche, but it is so true. Try to go into things knowing that the end result is always going to be positive.
Nope, I couldn't agree more. I think those are words to live by, and things do happen for a reason. So thanks for sharing. And one more time, where can they find you online?
Please, please go to shoesarelikemen.com, and you can look me up on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. You know, like us all over the place. I'd love for anybody that reads the book to give me some feedback, review it. It's a short book. It's not a long book. It's not going to take you forever to read it. It's cute and light, and it's got a really great – it's something funny to read. If you're not on a date one night, girls, just grab yourself a nice glass of wine, the book, and enjoy.
Oh, I love it. Well, it's been my pleasure to have Kim on the show today, and please go read the book. It is such a light read and so quick and fun. Grab the glass of wine this evening and pick up the book online on your Kindle. You can find me online on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn, also Instagram. Just search for Royce Gomez. And you can also go to my website, roycetalks.com or coachingwithroyce.com, and connect to any of my social media handles through my website. Thanks so much for joining us today on Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory. We'll have more great stories from women across the world soon for you. Thanks so much.